Yo Pare Kaiwa with me, Emily. Today we are talking to my friend Yumi. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good today. Thank you. How about you?
Doing pretty good. I just finished work and I know it's morning for you in Japan.
Yep, it is. It's a sunny day.
Yay, it's sunny here too.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Awesome. So, yeah, so Yumi and I, we met just one time in person.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, at the party, right? Nashville.
It was a party in Nashville for the JET program.
English teachers
mm-hmm. who had returned to America. Mm-hmm. And it was just before COVID had started. So I met you just then. That was so nice. The good old days.
Crazy year.
I know.
Or more than a year.
Yeah, more than a year.
Yeah, so long.
And at that time, you still are the joy coordinator at in Chattanooga.
Yep, I still have my role as a joy coordinator at UTC. So I'm doing all the work from like remotely for UTC and the Great Chattanooga area.
Mm. Yeah, so at that time, you were doing it in person in Chattanooga, Tennessee. But then at some point during COVID, you moved back to Japan and have been doing it remotely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was like last December. Yeah, I came back. And then, yeah, we were pretty... I want to go back, but I'm not sure when because my role is going to end in July.
Okay.
So
there's not too much time.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been the joy coordinator there?
It's a 2-year contract.
Okay.
So it's been like a year and a half, I guess.
Almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So you lived in Chattanooga for about 1 year, over 1 year.
Half in a year, 1 year and a half, I guess.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Well, Yumi, what are you drinking today?
Today I am drinking cider, but plum flavor.
Yes, plum cider.
Yeah, plum cider. It's
so
pretty good, I guess. It's a new one. Yeah. I like it so far.
Yeah. I always like trying the new or seasonal flavors of things. That's so fun.
Me too.
Yeah.
In Japan, you can like always like find new products like every week, probably. So it's like so bad for your wallet. You want to like spend all the money and then, but you want to try them. So bad routine.
I was always buying snacks when I lived in Japan and drinks at the konbini because I was like, oh, it's a new flavor. I have to get it.
No, exactly what your feelings are.
Yeah. I feel like in the US we must have new flavors or special flavors too, but there's almost so much variety in the US that the new flavors are not exciting. Like I don't really care that much.
I think I'm gonna get it, one. Yeah. And like not very, like the naming is wrong or it doesn't like, how can I say it? Doesn't make me want to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they're not good at... I understand what you mean. It's just like, okay. Maybe I'll eat this. Okay, cool. Well, I am drinking. It's funny. We did not plan this, but I'm also drinking a plum flavored drink. I'm drinking umeshu. Yay!
Yay!
I found this box of umeshu in a international supermarket in Ohio. It's so funny because I always bought this exact box of umeshu from the konbini when I lived in Japan.
Yeah, it's like the very famous one in Japan.
So
like
cheap.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then what would you like to cheers to today?
How about a sunny weather?
Yes, to sunny weather.
Yay, cheers.
Kanpai.
Kanpai.
Yum.
You just like, how do you drink your umeshu?
I guess in Japan, I usually drink it on the rocks. If I was at a bar or something. But some like this, I just drink it plain.
No rocks.
No rocks, just plain. It's fine. I don't know why, but a lot of ALTs in Toyama, where I was working, they liked to mix the umeshu with ginger ale.
Wow.
I don't know
why. I never
tried
that before.
Yeah.
But it sounds pretty nice though because it's ginger ale.
I feel like anything is good with ginger ale.
Ginger ale, yeah. But like the magic soda.
The magic soda, yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, let's get to today's topic, which is Chattanooga! Yay, Chattanooga! Yay. I'm so happy that you had the chance to live in Chattanooga. It's one of my favorite cities in the U.S. I'm from Ohio, but I went to university in Tennessee near Chattanooga. So I went there very often.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
Had you traveled to the U.S. before you had been there?
Yes, I have. So I grew up in the States. So when I was 4 to 9, I was living in the U.S. with my parents and my family in New Jersey.
Okay, in New Jersey.
And then after that, I went back home to Japan. And then whenever I was a high school student, I went there for a study abroad again in Kansas City.
Okay.
That was very short. It was like a 2-week program.
Okay.
So that was very short. And then now I am back to the States, which is in Chattanooga, and as a JOY coordinator. So JOY coordinator stands for Japan Outreach Initiative Coordinator. And so I am basically here to promote Japanese culture to the UGC students and the great Chattanooga area. So I do a lot of like, now I do a lot of online classes or events, but whenever I started, it was in person, and I was doing a lot of like festivals, tabling, and going to classes like elementary school, middle school, K-12 schools, and then doing like promoting Japanese culture.
And that program, the JOY program, that's through the Japanese government, right?
Yes, it's funded by the Japan Foundation, Center for Global Partners, and then also Laurasian Institution.
Mm. So I feel like the way you explained it to me before that helped me understand too, was that it's almost like the JET program, the ALTs that go to Japan to teach, but it's the reverse. So Japanese people coming to American schools to teach about Japanese culture.
Yeah. That would be great. Understanding, I think.
But is it a smaller program? I feel like there aren't too many JOY coordinators in the U.S.
Yes. So it has been, I'm the year 18th coordinator. And then every year it's like about five people come to the U.S. So my doki is five. Including me, we have five members.
Okay. Wow. So is it really competitive for them to choose only five people?
I think. But I don't know, because they don't announce like how many they have, and then how many like is wanting to do or anything about those numbers. They don't show it, so we are not exactly don't know. We don't know, we have no idea, but I feel like a lot of people wants to do this because it's pretty good benefit, and you can grow as a person as well. So yeah,
it seems like a really good opportunity. I wish you could have stayed longer in person, but that's fine. COVID has made everything crazy, but
yeah, we never knew this was going to happen.
Yeah. Wondering what was like your first, if you remember, what was your first impression of Chattanooga when you arrived here to work on the as a JOY coordinator?
The first impression was, I thought it was pretty, very pretty city. Like I saw like the bridge and like mountains and the river, and they have like a Coolidge Park where it's in the North Shore.
Yes.
And then that part was like, so like, I don't know, but it's like America.
You know? It's it like just America. Feels like America. Yeah. That's so true.
It's so pretty. And yeah, it was. Yeah, that was my first impression, I guess.
Yeah, I think Chattanooga is not a very famous city. So I'm sure most people in Japan don't know about it, but like we said, it's in Tennessee, and you said, Yumi, like you thought it was so beautiful, and Chattanooga is in the great part of Tennessee, right in the mountains, and it has such great nature, and that's one of the things I love about it. Whereas Nashville, where I live, is also in Tennessee, but it's not in the mountainous part of Tennessee. So it's way less beautiful than Chattanooga.
It's about 2 hours, I guess.
Yeah, about two hours from Nashville. But yeah, it's gorgeous. It has great nature. I feel like the atmosphere in Chattanooga is very laid back and very relaxed. Yeah. Would you say so?
Yeah, I would totally say so. It's so nice. The people are nice as well. It's a cool place.
Yeah. In the summer, I feel like a lot of people like we'll go on kayaks in the river, or what is it called where you're on a board, like a surfboard, and you're paddling? Do you know? I can't remember in English. Did you see that in Chattanooga?
I didn't see it, but I know people are doing that.
Yeah. What's it called?
I forgot too. Oh my God. I like talked about it like a few weeks ago.
That's so funny. And I know people do it in Japan too, don't they?
Yeah, I think
sup.
Sup.
Maybe sup. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it's very popular in Chattanooga, I think.
And also, like, the climbing is very popular in Chattanooga. Like, all my friends there, I think most everyone, like, has climbing, going to the mountains on the holidays. I wanted to try, but I wasn't really ready for that adventure.
It's a lot. You have to do a lot of preparation, I feel like, to go climbing. That's something I really want to try too, but it seems so unobtainable. Like, how do I start? What do I need? What things and what knowledge do I need to start? It just seems like a lot, but so fun.
Yeah, and it looks fun too.
Yeah. Did you ever visit the climbing gym that's downtown in Chattanooga?
No, I haven't, but I know it's there. Yeah.
You can see it from the outside. They also have indoor rock walls, but also an outside one.
Yeah, that's like so cool. And then like, I don't know now with the COVID situation, but like before it was like lighting up and then it was like also pretty as well.
Yeah. It looks very like modern, contemporary, like the rock walls part of the building. And like you said, it lights up at night. Yeah. Did you go hiking at all when you were in Chattanooga? Oh my God.
Nope, I haven't. Do hiking. I was like, I will wait for the timing to come.
Oh my gosh. And
it never happened. But like maybe small hikes I did. Like just like a small one. But I don't think I will call as a hike.
A nature like very walk.
Yeah, nature walk. Yeah, great.
Well, what did you like to do when you had free time when you lived in Chattanooga?
I like to drink. So, and there's a lot of like breweries in Chattanooga.
Yes, yeah.
So that was very fun to go every time, different place, and then like searching, looking for your favorite beer.
Yes, yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I've been to a few of the breweries in Chattanooga, and there's a lot of good beer. There's so much to try. And Chattanooga is so small that you can easily like walk or drive to like the different places. And you can feel like you really know the city.
Yeah. It's very good, like walking distance. You can like beer hop and then go to another like a restaurant to get snacks and then go to another bar to drink. Like it's like easy to do that. So I really enjoyed that part of like, it was like small. It's a good like, it was a good size of the town, I guess.
Yeah, I love the size of it. It's big enough that there are a lot of things to do and it's very interesting. You don't get bored, but it's small enough that, you know, you can walk around, you know, the city, you might see someone that you know when you're walking. It's really nice. And I love the bridge that you talked about, the the Walnut Street Bridge. It's huge and people can walk on it. And you walk from like downtown to the North Shore.
Yeah.
And that's where there are a lot of interesting restaurants. And I go Tokyo Boutique is there.
Yes. Yeah. I go Tokyo Boutique. Yeah. The ladies there are super nice and the goodies they have are like super cute, like all Japanese things. So they imported a lot of things like from Japan. So that's good. And I was there to do some events as well. We held like a Japanese casual language classes. So that was nice to get to know a lot of people that who are interested in Japanese and Japanese culture.
Were you surprised at all by how many people were interested in Japanese culture there?
Yeah, I was very surprised. And even like from a little bit like far away, like out of Chattanooga comes to like join my classes or like go to the shop. Like,
yeah,
it was like just so mind.
Yeah, there's really because I live in the South and Chattanooga, of course, is in the South. There's really not a lot of Japanese. There aren't a lot of Japanese things here. So when you have this Japanese boutique in Chattanooga that sells Japanese things or your Japanese classes, you meet people get so excited to find it and they're like, okay, I'll travel for 1-2 hours just to go here or more.
Yeah.
Because it's rare, I guess.
But I feel like you can find a lot of Japanese like shops like that in Nashville. No?
No, we don't have anything like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so even people in Nashville, which is a bigger city than Chattanooga, we have to go to Chattanooga if we want to go to that kind of Japanese shop.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like really special.
Yeah, I love Aigo Tokyo shop. It's so nice. I really want to go back.
Come back, even if it's just for 1 month. You should come back. Were there any like interesting foods that you tried while you were here?
I enjoyed burger.
Like yes. A hamburger. Yes.
Yeah. It feels like so American to me, like the size and like the amount of the food. It's like a lot, but it's like American food. So like I really enjoyed eating burgers and there's a lot of like good like burger shops around Chattanooga as well.
Did you go to Sofa King Juicy Burger? No!
Nope, I haven't tried.
Have you heard about it?
Yes, I have heard about it. But like, my friend told me that it's not as worth it to go because it's already like a touristy place.
Oh my gosh. I guess so. Whatever. It's good. Oh my god. It's not that touristy. But the name is funny in English. Well, of course, English. It's sofa, like the sofa couch, king, juicy burger. Nah, right? But when you say it quickly, it sounds like so fucking juicy burger. So it's a kind of joke name.
Have you tried Tremont?
Tremont, no.
It's a burger place that I love to go. It's in like the North Shore area, but maybe a little bit like far from the North Shore. So you have to like go by car.
Yeah.
But it's like so good, like the burgers there. And I like to put like egg in my like hamburger all the time.
Yeah, I love eggs.
And they
eggs.
Have the menu with the eggs. It's so good. And their wings are super yummy as well.
Oh my God.
So you have to try it.
I'm getting hungry. After this, I'm going to eat dinner. So now I'm like, oh, I want to eat all the burgers.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, it's like, oh, you can't even see it.
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah. It's yummy.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, I happened to see it on your Instagram. I saw that you participated in Parking Day in Chattanooga.
Yeah, that was my first event.
Oh,
that
really?
I organized.
Oh my gosh, your first event. So Parking Day is a day every year in Chattanooga where all the parking spaces in the city, like for cars to park, they turn into small parks. So each parking spot becomes its own park, and people and shops and organizations can come and set up their own kind of small park. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can like display whatever you want. So like for me, I wanted to like make a display for Japan themed, of course. So I was like decorating like a small tiny Japan.
Yes.
So and doing like some events there, like origami or like chopstick challenge. I put a lot of small games that people would like to do. And other parking spaces, like there were people like selling their own products. Like,
okay.
For example, like soap or like nuts or like some sort of their interest.
Things
was
that they
in the
made.
Small area.
When I went, I only went 1 year when I was in university, but I remember like one of the parking spots was set up like a movie theater. So they had popcorn and like these only two chairs and a screen, and you could watch a movie.
That'd be fun.
There were the giant Jenga blocks.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that one too.
Yeah. Jenga, people play Jenga in Japan, right?
Yeah, we do play it.
Do you
it's
play
a good
with
drinking
the big
game
ones
as well?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We don't play with the big ones, but we play with like the small,
the regular
normal ones. Regular ones.
Yeah, I wish I remembered what else. I just remember thinking it was such a fun event. Oh, they had the moon pies there.
Did you try
them? That's the popular snack, very famous snack from Chattanooga.
Yes, I definitely tried them. It's like choco pie in Japan.
That's true. Right. It's similar.
Have you tried it before? Yeah, yeah, it's similar.
But choco pie has cream filling, right? Or is it marshmallow?
Has marshmallow.
Oh, really?
Marshmallow. Mm. Yeah.
So it's really similar.
Mm. Yeah, choco. Maybe I'm wrong. Choco pie is filling with cream, and then Enzo pie. We have Enzo pie. The name, the product has marshmallow in it.
Okay.
So we have like both kinds.
Okay. So that you said Enzo.
So Enzo. Enzo pie or angel pie.
Oh, Enzo.
I'm not. Maybe Enzeru.
Enzeru?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Enzeru pie. Yeah, this one.
Oh,
it's like very similar. Mm. It's a marshmallow filling.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very similar, I think.
Mm. And then I also wanted to ask... So, also near Chattanooga, there's a famous mountain called Lookout Mountain. And from this mountain, there's a place you can visit called Rock City. It's kind of a themed hiking trail, kind of. But there's one spot from the Rock City where you can look out and see 5 different states, which is very interesting. I don't remember the states, maybe Tennessee and something. Anyways, you can see some states from that Lookout Mountain. Did you ever visit there or hear about that spot?
I didn't.
Did you go to Ruby Falls?
No, I haven't.
These are so very touristy spots. So maybe Yumi's friends told her not to visit the tourist spots in Chattanooga.
I was like saving it for the last moment.
Oh my gosh.
And then I was like, okay, I will like visit all the touristy places when I'm like all done with my work. And then now I'm like back to Japan and I didn't have any chance to go around the city.
Oh
like
my
the touristy
gosh.
Places.
Zanen.
So hi. So
too bad. Too
bad.
Well, it just means you have to come back, even if it's not as a joy coordinator. Someday you just have to come.
Yeah, I think so too. I must see
you
the Ruby Bar.
Okay, now it's time for the game.
Really?
Game time. So this game that we're playing is called Do You Like It Better in Japan or America?
Okay.
So I'll say the topic and you have to say if you like it better in Japan or America and give a short reason. If I like your reason, then you will get a ping pong and I have to drink. But if your reason is maybe too long or I'm not convinced, then you'll get a boo-boo and you have to drink your cider.
Okay.
Okay, so shall we start? Okay. Do you like it better in America or Japan? Spring.
Japan.
Because
I enjoy hanami in Japan. and the sakura trees are so pretty.
Okay. Ping pong! Yay! Yes. I also like spring better in Japan for the same reason. I love hanami. And I can see the cherry blossoms in the US, but mm-hmm. we don't have the similar culture to like drink and have a picnic under the trees. So it's not quite as fun. Okay, next topic. Do you like it better in America or Japan? Going drinking.
Japan.
Ooh, another Japan. Okay. Why?
Because we can go to izakaya hopping. And that's like the drinking culture in Japan. And while you're outside as well, you can also drink in the streets or in a park. So we don't have any like restrictions to that. Mm. And we don't even have to pretend that we're sober outside walking. So that's a plus, I guess.
Ping pong! Yeah! That's one of the biggest downsides to drinking in America is that you can't drink outside in most places.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I miss drinking in the park or walking in Japan. I know maybe I shouldn't drink and walk, but I would have my walking beer and just... walk. Okay. Next one. I was going to use sightseeing, but I feel like you didn't. Did you go sightseeing in America?
I haven't done sightseeing.
You're too local. Okay. I'm going to say fast food.
America.
Okay.
So I think American one has more choices for fast food, like Arby's, Burger King, McDonald's, and all kinds of like fast food is like have more choices. In Japan, we have like maybe like two burger shops, like Moss Burger and McDonald's like is the two choices. So it's not as fun to go eat fast food in Japan. I choose America.
Okay, I'm going to give you a boo-boo. But only because your reason was so good, but only because you did not say Taco Bell. And it's the best.
Yeah, I forgot about Taco Bell. I was like thinking like sandwiches and like...
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Taco Bell, Subway as well. Yeah, they have a lot of choices.
So. There's tons of fast food. Maybe too much. I don't know, in America. But... I know they made a few Taco Bells in Tokyo, but they're so different than the Taco Bell in America. Have you seen them at all? The ones in Japan?
I saw and I went to Taco Bell like maybe like 2 years ago, or more than that probably. And then it was like different and then pricey.
It's like, so expensive in Japan. Yeah. And that's the best point of Taco Bell in America is because it's so cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. So we'll do one more. Do you like it better in America or Japan? Living space, like your home or apartment.
Living space. America, I guess. The houses are much bigger, and Well, I was like living with a host family and they have like a huge house. So maybe that's why, but yeah. I will say America.
Okay, I'll give you a boo-boo. Because you don't seem very, very convinced.
Mm.
But it's true, of course. A lot of families have really big houses in the U.S. Mm-hmm. compared to Japanese houses or apartments that are more like compact and smaller. Okay. Well, you got two for two.
Yay. It's a tie.
Good job.
Good job.
Yay.
Yay.
Are you yopare on your
cider?
On your cider?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course.
I can be drunk with cider.
Magic. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It was so nice learning more about the JOY program and your time living in Chattanooga. And I really hope you can come back someday and go to Lookout Mountain. And so fucking juicy burger.
Yeah, I need to try that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have a great day. And I hope we can talk again soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Remotely. Remoto de. JOY Coordinator. Japan Outreach Initiative Coordinator. 日米草の根交流コーディネーター派遣 JOY Program. To promote. 宣伝する. Competitive. 競争力. First impression. 第一印象. Laid back, relaxed, のんびり. Unattainable, 達成できない. To light up, 点灯される. Breweries, 酒造場. To import, 輸入する. Touristy place, 観光的な場所. Parking spaces, parking spot. 駐車場. To be similar, 似る. Downside, 欠点. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed our conversation about Chattanooga. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Please follow me on Instagram at @yopareKaiwa. Special thanks to JET Alumni Association Music City. The JET program continues to be a great tool for English learning in Japan. This podcast is produced by Aaron Browning. Intro song is by D'Artagnan Melendez. Good night, everyone.